24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page 1? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets to success in technology, music, and business. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to success in both music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyzhe.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram. And if you're listening to this on the Bashani Radio app, you can actually keep on listening as you change screens from your app to Instagram to follow me at ladyzhe. I appreciate the follow. So my next guest is a woman who her niche is helping short-term rental owners and investors maximize their rental value by uniquely designing and equipping their properties. Now, let me tell you, I've looked at this woman's work, and she definitely is an expert and has put together some fabulous homes. And she is based out of Carlsbad. And just one interesting fact before we delve into this interview. In 2018, a Life at Home report by IKEA uncovered a growing trend that about 40% of Americans don't really feel at home in their homes. Instead, they use a network of spaces and places outside their home to find privacy and alone time. But today, because of the current pandemic panic, that is no longer an option, and we definitely have to pivot and be in our homes more. So hopefully today, Miss Ganila DeSanto can give us some great insight on how we can make our homes which are serving multiple purposes, more comfortable. How are you today?
I am doing great, V. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm doing good. How is the weather there in Carlsbad today?
Oh, it's sunny and beautiful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm San Diego, Carlsbad area. It's so beautiful. I always enjoy going there. I consider San Diego like a second home. So your home, your sanctuary.
Yes.
What made you, what drew you to your passion of interior design? How did you get started?
Well, I actually am a native of Sweden, and my dad was a structural engineer by trade and also actually a very talented builder. So as a young girl, I actually was helping him build and maintain our summertime house up in the Stockholm Archipelago. And it was there that I got bitten by the interior design bug. I just loved, you know, playing around with colors and picking out flooring and you know, fabrics and what furniture to pick and all that kind of stuff. However, fast forward, I ended up going to school for marketing and business administration, and then ended up actually working in the entertainment industry for many years, doing branding and design and marketing, both in the creative capacity and as well as in the production capacity. And while I was working in the cable TV industry, my husband and I actually bought our very first home. And so I immediately started figuring out what I wanted to improve, what I wanted to update, remodel, et cetera, et cetera. And so for many years, while I was still working in TV, I was doing not only my own projects, but I had friends and family and neighbors who were just so impressed with what I had done that they asked me to help them with whatever projects they were working on. And I just did it as a hobby for a long time on the weekends, and then decided eventually that, you know what, I would love to make a business out of this, because this is really my calling in life to do. So that's how I got started.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So let's start with a room in our house.
Yeah.
The bathroom. I'm going to start with the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I noticed when I was looking at your website that's one thing that you have put a lot of emphasis on. How can we make our bathroom more inviting?
Well, I mean, right now, especially with this crisis we're going on, that is going on, there are a couple of things that we can do easily. You know, try to turn your bathroom into an opulent spa, so that it's a place where you can relax and where you can really get refreshed. So, yes, stores are closed and whatnot, but if, you know, splurge on some Egyptian cotton towels and body and hair care products that make you feel phenomenal. You know, take a bubble bath and surround yourself with lit candles, or put on some soft and relaxing music. Have a cup of your favorite tea or maybe a glass of wine while you're taking that bubble bath.
Oh, that sounds so good. You're making me smile over here. Just the thought of, you know, I've been thinking about taking a bubble bath, and I haven't done it yet, and I might just do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, beyond that, obviously there are things that you absolutely can do, and without spending a lot of money, could be something as easily as, you know, putting a new vanity, and spruce it up by putting a new coat of paint on it and that sort of thing. And that just also livens the bathroom up. So maybe some new hardware, like new faucet, new towel racks, that sort of thing. But again, today, I think the focus is on what can I do right now with being under stay-at-home orders that will help me make my home and certain rooms feel more of a sanctuary, a place where I can relax and detach from the craziness of the world.
Oh, wow. I love that. That's some great, great insight and some great advice. So let's move on from the bathroom to the bedroom.
Oh boy. Yeah, bedroom.
Let's save the bedroom for last. Is that
okay?
Save the bedroom for last, because I think you have a lot to say about the bedroom, and I don't want to run out of time for the other room. So let's go to the kitchen. So since we can't, I mean, the places to go out and eat, some are doing takeout, but you know, a lot of fine dining restaurants are closed. And I know, you know, my family just celebrated my middle sister's birthday at Ruth's Chris in February, and fine dining establishments that don't, you know, they typically don't do takeout. So,
right,
how can we recreate that experience? You know, the eating well and having an inviting kitchen.
Well, I mean, obviously, to your point, we are doing a lot more cooking in our kitchens and in our homes in general right now. I would say organizing is a big, big thing. I mean, decluttering. I know we've heard this a million times, but this is so important. And this doesn't just go for the kitchen, but this is a little bit more of a macro, thing. So cluttered house, cluttered mind, right? So when we feel overwhelmed and scared and panicked, we feel powerless. And so this is a great way to take charge of what we can control and to get our homes and minds organized. So since we are now under the stay-at-home orders, this is a great opportunity to tackle that garage or basement or kitchen in this case, or storage space, and finally clean it out. And to make four piles, one that is for selling, donating, tossing, and keeping. And so whatever items you haven't used in years, and that could be a big...
Say that one more time. You said selling...
Selling a sell pile.
Uh-huh.
A donate pile.
Uh-huh.
A toss pile.
Uh-huh.
And a keep pile.
Okay. I love it.
And so whatever items you haven't used in years. So let's take the kitchen. Like that old pot that is in the back of that cabinet that you haven't looked at in 6.5 years, guess what? Pull it out. Is it something you actually are going to use even if you clean it up? And if you haven't used it in a year, I mean, usually a year is kind of like the mark to start at. Like, I haven't used this in at least a year. Well, are you going to use it again? So whatever items you haven't used at least in years, you can sell or donate or toss, depending on what shape they're in. And then whatever you're keeping, organize a place for everything and everything in its place. Get the whole family involved. It will make everyone feel empowered. And that's what we need right now. We need to feel empowered.
That's awesome. That's great advice. To a way to feel empowered is to organize.
Yeah. Yeah. And so kitchen is one of those things is, do you have the utensils needed to make those great meals for the family, or even if you're cooking for yourself? And so are you missing utensils or cookware or dinnerware that will allow you to cook that new recipe? That's the other thing too I would also recommend. During this time, find a new recipe or to cook to make it more interesting, or invent your own. Be creative.
That's awesome. That's really, really awesome, Danella, that you're making these suggestions. They're really resonating with me. I have to confess, like, one day I took everything out of my walk-in closet and I just threw it all out, vacuumed the floor, wiped everything down, and then put everything back in. And it was just amazing to just, like, have went through and organized my closet. And yeah, so I know what you're saying is true, because I already did one place in my house.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you got it. It's like you have to take charge of something that you so you feel like you need to take your power back, right?
Right.
To a degree. And take charge of what you can control. There's so much we feel right now that we cannot control, that it is important to feel like you have at least something that you can, grab onto and have control over.
Yeah, you know what? I think that is really, really powerful. And, you know, the collective feeling of feeling disempowered mm-hmm. right now and, mm-hmm. and helpless mm-hmm. is the fact that you name that is so powerful, and that we really need to be honest with ourselves and acknowledge that so we can move past it. And I think that's a wonderful solution to empower ourselves through the organization of our space, our living space, because it's yeah. our home, our sanctuary.
Exactly. And for a lot of us now too, home is also the office, right? Because
right.
many of us have been basically ordered to work from home. So right. whether this is a dedicated room that you have as your office, or it's in the corner of your living room or bedroom or whatever, I mean, not everyone has the luxury of having a spare room to be their office.
Right.
So especially if your workspace is in the corner of a room, or let's say a studio apartment,
mm-hmm.
it's really important to try to create a separation between that workspace and whatever the main purpose of that room is supposed to be used for.
Right.
Because once the workday is done, you need to not only physically make that switch, but also mentally and emotionally. That's hugely important. So if there's no distinction between it being your office space and, let's say, your living room space, it's much more difficult to make that switch. And I'm speaking from personal experience, because when I first started my business, I worked in my own living room and I never stopped working. And so it can be something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it may
struck a nerve.
Yeah.
Struck a nerve.
So it may be something as simple as putting away anything work-related. Could be files, could be books, could be your laptop, whatever it is. Put it away for the evening out of sight so that you're not looking at it. So, I mean, if you have the luxury of having a home office where you can shut the door, then it's much easier to shut off and unplug. But we need to separate, because it's not just physically important, it's mental and emotional issue too.
What about those workaholics who can't let work go?
Well, that's a whole different paper.
That's not your specialty.
No, and you know what? I am one of those, and I got to tell you, once I did move to a place where I actually had that spare room that I could make into my office, made a huge difference. If I just committed to, once the work day was done, it's quitting time, I'm leaving the office, I'm leaving it all behind, and it made such a big difference. So I know from personal experience, it's something that's really important to do.
One of the things that I may try to do during this time is to really commit to giving myself boundaries.
Yes. Boundaries are important.
Yeah.
And even putting, you know, not only boundaries for others, but boundaries for ourselves. Exactly. It's very helpful.
That's what I was referring to. Boundaries for myself, because yeah. you know, I tend to literally work till I pass out sometimes.
Yeah. No, I know. I tend to go till I'm like fried.
Right. And that's not healthy. It's
no.
not healthy at all.
No. And it's, you're not as productive when you do that either. So that's a good one. If you have the luxury of having a spare bedroom, create what I like to call a serenity lounge. And what that looks like will mean obviously different things to different people, but it could be a sofa or a love seat, or maybe a comfy armchair, where you can snuggle up with a pillow and a soft blanket, and whether you want to read, or maybe you want to watch something fun or relaxing, let's say on your tablet or your phone, or listen to some soothing music, or even take a nap or pray and meditate, which I know a lot of people are doing these days. So it basically just creating this space where you can let your hair down and relax and recharge. And if you don't have that spare bedroom, you can still, again, create like a corner where it is a safe space where you can escape to, mm-hmm. where you can find some peace.
Right. That's important to have that peace. So let's move on. We've talked about the kitchen, the bathroom. Let's talk about the living room and the family room.
Yeah, I mean, again, especially if you have, let's say, two or three kids, and it's at least the five of you, and maybe, you know, grandma is living you with you, et cetera. It's obviously the room where everybody is going to congregate. So it can very quickly get cluttered. So again, it's just trying to keep that space, you know, not like so sterile that you can't have anything out, but just if it starts to feel a little overwhelming, it's kind of time to make sure that you always keep up with putting things away, again, to make it feel a little more sane. But to make sure that, that whatever activities right now that you are doing, whether it is watching TV or maybe playing games, or maybe you are helping your kids with some homework from through the online learning or whatever, to just make it a space where also where people sit down and kind of talk, and if there's something on anybody's mind, especially children who may have a really difficult time being separated from their school friends, their classmates, and just that their world has just been turned upside down, to just make that a safe space of talking and sharing, and make it a as far as the comfort part of it, you know, blankets and pillows and blankets and more pillows. It's always like that softness, right? It kind of makes you feel
right.
Like you can crawl up in the couch and just snuggle up and just sit and feel like you're in that safe space, at least for the moment.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's also making sure that, that everybody's, well, you know, everybody has different needs, but just to kind of be mindful of, look, I really would like to watch some TV now, right now. Would that be okay with everyone? And, you know, watch a comedy or stand-up comedy or something. Like, try to keep the news watching to a minimum. Yes, we need to stay informed on what's going on in the world, but let's not feed that fear and anxiety, because the news, only thing they're reporting is bad news. So we need some good news right now. We need to laugh. Laugh is another really good thing to do during these sorts of times, and it boosts the immune system and all kinds of good things. So make it a together, you know, come together kind of room where everybody feels that they have a place and that they can, you know, be themselves. And if they are anxious, to share that and talk about it so that they can calm down and just make that really that family space.
Right. That's beautiful. So the next room I want to talk about, but actually before we go to the bedroom, I want to talk about the backyard. Talk about the backyard, and then for apartment dwellers, I want to talk about the balcony.
Yeah. So I think we all need to right now, because we feel so cooped up in our homes. And this is something that even experts are talking about, even during this lockdown, like get outside, get exercise, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, go for a run. Yes, obviously follow the guidelines of staying 6 feet away from other people and all that. But fresh air is just, I think for most people, something that really, really helps. So if you have a backyard, you know, try to make it the extension of your interior living space, like make it an outdoor living space. Try to do some seating. You know, maybe you have already an outdoor rug, but just kind of make it feel like a living room or a place to just kind of hang out and just catch a few sun rays and get that natural vitamin D, which will help you boost your immune system and you know, maybe play a game or just hang out. But if you have enough space where you can maybe do some exercise, like, I don't know, play some hoops or just run in place or do some jumping jacks or I don't know what, but try, if you can, if there is place for you to do some type of exercise and you don't want to take that run around the neighborhood, then that would also be a really, really good thing to do. And for the apartment dwellers within balcony, obviously has a lot to do with how large the balcony is. A lot of these newer apartment buildings, you can barely fit a couple of chairs. But even if that's all you can fit, get outside, get a book, get a, you know, a tall glass of, I don't know, iced tea or something. And then just sit and try to just breathe in. I mean, the birds are still chirping, the sun is still shining, the flowers are still flowering. The world hasn't stopped, even though it kind of feels like that right now. But I think we need to be reminded that the world is still spinning and gravity is still in effect.
I think that is awesome. So let's talk about the bedroom.
Oh boy, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say that for last because I know you have a lot to say about that. So how can we, because this is the place where we spend the most, almost the most time. Sleeping, relaxing, how can we promote the sleep and the relaxation?
Yeah. I mean, to me, the bedroom should definitely be a sacred place and a sacred space. So, you know, sleep is one of those things that the experts constantly talk about. They talk about the importance of it, not only for our physical health, but also for our psychological health, right? Because when we're well rested, we function better, we think better.
Yes, we do.
We think more clearly. But when we're
The best sleep last night. I woke up feeling like a new woman this morning.
See, there you go, right? But when we're sleep deprived and we're up from 3 to 5:30 in the morning and fell back asleep or whatever,
it's hard to function the next day.
You don't think as clearly.
You're
and frankly
careful.
Yeah. And prolonged sleep deprivation also can, the experts say, can weaken your immune system. And right now we need all the help we can get to boost our immune systems, right? So, and a lot of people I know are experiencing nightmares right now, kids as well as adults. So
they're having nightmares right now?
Yeah, just, you know, with all the news and
right.
Nightmares that are not necessarily in direct correlation to what's going on, but to nightmares of not feeling safe or whatever. So so getting a good night's sleep is an important investment. And you just said it yourself. You had a fantastic night's sleep last night. So you woke up and like, yeah, woo, ready to go. So for starters, I would say invest in a high quality bed. That is the most, that is your foundation. If you can't do that right now, and I understand if you can't, there are other things you can do. I would recommend splurging on quality bedding and bed linen. So let's say fluffy comforters and soft blankets and great pillows, and definitely stick with cotton sheets, not percal or mixed, you know, like polyester or cotton. And preferably,
I love my satin sheets though.
Oh, okay.
I love my satin sheets. I love the slippery, the lack of friction.
Okay.
Love that.
Yeah. I mean, and it's very soft, so that's what most likely what you will also like. Not only the slippery part, but it's really, really, really soft and feels really good on the skin, right?
And it's also good for my hair too. So.
Oh, so there you go.
Yeah,
but if you are going to do more of the traditional kind of material sheets, I would definitely recommend cotton, preferably Egyptian cotton again, so it's softer. And I would say at least the 400 thread count or higher, because the higher the thread count, the softer the sheets, right? So trust me, if you do these things, you'll make all the difference in the world, because when you go to bed, you will feel like $1 million and you will sleep well. That is a huge, the bed is the foundation, soft lighting, again, extra blankets and pillows if you just want to lay down and take a nap. And I'm not a big favor of having TVs in the bedroom. Some people
I agree with you on that.
But research has shown, right, that when we watch TV right before we sleep, we actually are not sleeping as well as if we just go to bed and turn on the TV in the living room and then, okay, now it's sleep time and it's a lot less disruptive. So, yeah, I mean, because the thing about it is when we go on vacation, right, one of the first things we talk about is if you stay in a nice place, whether it's a vacation rental or a hotel or whatever, we often comment like, oh, that bed was so comfortable and I slept like a rock. I haven't had a night's sleep like that in years, right? But the thing about but the thing about it is we can create that at home.
Right, yeah. And the pillows, I always love all the pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I have about 3 different bedding sets, and I've been thinking about getting another one. I think I want to invest in some pillows, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nice to have that comfy feeling going on. So. Yeah. How can people connect with you if they have a rental property or vacation spot on the East or West Coast and they want to hire you for your expertise? How can they connect with you?
I would say the easiest and best way to connect with me is to go to my website, which is deluxedecorbydesign.com.
Okay, beautiful. So deluxedecordesign.com?
No, it's deluxedecorbydesign.com.
Okay, by design. deluxedecorbydesign.com. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I encourage you to visit the website. The website is gorgeous. It has so much great information. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lines with Lady V. And do you have any other comments or thoughts that you want to leave with our audience?
No, except that because of the time that we're in, it's just really important to take a moment, take a deep breath, and just remind yourself that this too shall pass. It may pass like a kidney stone, but it will pass.
Yep, it may pass like a kidney stone. That's a great way to put it.
But it will pass. And that's what it's really important to keep, keep in mind that, yes, we are probably in the midst of the craziest of it right now, but we will get through this and to just try to keep that positive mindset. That we've been in pickles before, and guess what? Our testimony is we're still here.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are still here. And that is powerful. And so thank you again. Thank you so much. And I just want to thank you again, Ganella DeSanto, for coming onto the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady V. And
thank you so much for having me on. It was really such a pleasure. And to share some tips on how people can try to make their homes a sanctuary, even in the midst of what we are going through.
Right, right. Even in the midst of the storm, there is an eye of a storm that is peaceful.
Yeah.
And so we can be in that peace.
That's
so,
right.
So I think this is awesome. And thank you again. And I salute you and I salute my listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you. Until next time.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.